We're delighted to be meeting Tavi Gevinson in person today in Oak Park, Illinois. Great to meet you, Tavi.
Nice to meet you, too.
Tell us a little bit about your present publication, Rookie, the book and the website. Just the short version will be fine.
Rookie is a website and now print publication for teenage girls that just tries to be honest, respect its readers' intelligence, be creative, encourage creativity, all of that.
And what is this beautiful yearbook that I have in front of me?
We launched in September of 2011. Recently, last month, we put out a print version of the best content of our first year, and we intend to do so yearly. So this is the Rookie Yearbook 1, and it's photography, illustration, and articles from our website, and then a few extra goodies. It's 350 pages. It's very obsessively and intricately designed and art directed, because otherwise you could get all this stuff for free online.
And are you doing a lot of this content yourself, or do you work with other helpers?
I'm the founder and editor-in-chief, and I art directed the book, but we have two full-time story editors, a managing editor, and then about between 40 and 50 writers, photographers, and illustrators.
What is the back end that you're using? Are you using WordPress or something like that to keep this content on the internet?
Yeah, we're using WordPress and HappyCog.
And how do people join, and how do they post their own comments? Because I know there's a lot of involvement by your community.
There's a page to create your own account that's linked to at the top, or you can register when you comment.
I'm sitting here looking at a Macintosh. Which version of the Mac is this, and which version of the phone are you using?
iPhone is the 4S, and I have a MacBook Pro, but I'm not positive, when. I know I got it, a year and a half ago.
And do you use many Macs on your publication, or is it a mixed bag of Macs and PCs?
I think most of us are Mac people.
And when you're doing your posting, do you contribute, and does it go up live, or does somebody need to filter it? Is there some overall editor?
I mean, I oversee everything, and then our story editors, they work most closely with the writers, and then I look at everything before it goes up. The story editors enter everything into WordPress, though sometimes I enter, the photo albums, because I edit those more. And everything is scheduled. We schedule we have three posts a day, once after school, once around dinner time, once around bedtime. We get all of the pitches in a month ahead of time. We assign them to our writers and our staff. And then we decide when, we arrange them on Google Calendar and decide when everything will go up.
So do you consider yourself the mastermind or the publisher? What's your role with all these people far-flung content? By the way, are they all here in Oak Park? Are these people you know in person?
No, they all submitted when I had a blog before I started Rookie, and I said I wanted to start a publication for teenage girls, not something that was just, my own musings. And people submitted their work, and one of the story editors, Anahit, she's also the editorial director, we formed the staff, and we're still adding people. And, they're from, some of them live in Poland, some of them live in Canada, some live in Chicago here. They're kind of all over the place. And then I'm pretty comfortable with editor-in-chief. I wouldn't say mastermind. And I think because I had a bit of an identity from my blog, I think in the beginning it was hard to steer people away from referring to Rookie as its own thing and acknowledging our large staff and our strong community. But I think now that's recognized more than the way it's very easy to have a news story that's about this young person doing this thing. So
let's talk about rich content. I understand you have photographs and you have music available at Rookie. So is it rookie.com?
It's rookiemag.com.
Rookiemag.com. So at rookiemag.com, you do have some rich content. Is there video? Is there audio? Are there pictures? Tell us what people will find there.
Text articles. We have a monthly theme song that a band records for us, and you can download it for free. And then before we only did content during the weekdays. And this week actually is our first time doing weekend content. So Saturday, it's more relaxed than our three posts a day and less heavily edited. But Saturday will be a kind of weekend update style roundup of just links that we liked from online around the web that week. And then Sunday, we alternate between original video content by our contributors, like a music video, or comics, because we have a couple comic artists.
So if I'm a comic artist or if I'm a video artist and I like what I see, how do I submit something to rookiemag.com?
In our sidebar, we have the contact information for submissions. It's just submissions or submission at rookiemag.com. Each month on our site is a different theme, so we have a couple more specific directions for what kind of content to submit if you're not sure, if you need some inspiration.
Are these outside contributors, are they paid for their work, or do they just happy to have it sent in and have it be posted?
Yes, we pay our writers, photographers, editors, all of them.
But if I send in something as a contributor, as a member of your community, am I going to get reimbursement for that?
You will get compensation if you pitch something and we commission it, but if it's something you already wrote or shot or whatever, you won't get reimbursed.
How do you reject me? If you think what I do stinks, how do you tell me to just go away and don't ever come back again? How do you let me down easily?
I send you many plentiful amounts of hate mail. No, you know, we have a very small team of editors and get hundreds of submissions a day, so you will get an automatic we got your email thing. But then once we go through everything, you know, a lot of it is that we get a lot of great stuff, but it's a matter of, we plan the month's content out ahead of time, and it's a matter of balancing everything out. If something is similar to a piece we already have, we probably won't take it. So sometimes it's just bad timing, and it's still great work. But that's why we try to encourage our readers to create their own outlets and publish themselves. And
but do you feel like you're bursting at the seams with your own content? Are you able to keep it confined within your 3 posts a day and all the other stuff that comes along with that?
You know, sometimes we have months where, like, we have no extra posts and we're scrambling, like, something falls through and then we're scrambling. And sometimes we have, like, too many evergreens. Then we kind of just can't decide what to use when we're in, like, the last week of the month. It's different. It's funny how it's different, like, which months are our staffers seem to respond to more, which they're more inspired by.
How important is it to maintain the semblance of a monthly beginning and end, as opposed to an ongoing posting schedule that's independent of any calendar dates?
For me and my brain and the way I use the internet, it works because I don't feel obligated to be in the loop about things I don't normally care about. At the same time, I do think that hurts us a little, and that's one reason why we're doing our Saturday Links Roundup content. Because we plan out and schedule our content like a month in advance, we don't really have room to be like, this current event just happened, let's talk about it. I think that's something we're still trying to find the balance for, but I think the Saturday Links will be fun. And I think it'll be a, you know, welcoming kind of, I think it'll end up becoming a kind of forum as well, and people will share their own favorite links in the comments and things like that.
Your background is fashion. Can you just give us a short version of where you feel that you've gone from being immersed in the world of high-end and avant-garde fashion toward now being in digital publishing and physical print publishing?
My background in fashion has informed the way I think about aesthetics, definitely. The way each month on Rookie is a different theme, and each one has to be so different from the next. And I guess being really obsessed with fashion for a while gave me a lot of references for that. I also think that it made me more aware of the kind of what I did and didn't like. And now I guess I think one reason people like Rookie's aesthetic and it makes them want to be creative is because it's something that people who like fashion would be interested in, because it embraces all the fun parts of fashion, like self-expression and being creative, but it does so without imposing rules or trends or do's and don'ts or anything like that.
With all these tens or hundreds of thousands of people, primarily girls, using your site, do you have some massive server farm in Bulgaria? I mean, how do you process all this data? How do you make sure you don't crash? How do you make sure your site doesn't go down, that your email system stays coherent? Is there some IT guru somewhere in Slovenia that's masterminding all this stuff?
Nothing quite so exciting. I mean, we're hosted by HappyCog, and every now and then we have to send them a frantic email, usually just because there's some glitch, not because, like, you know, the site goes crazy with comments about freaks and geeks. But, I mean, there's that. And then we haven't had too many, knock on wood, we haven't had too many frantic issues. Our sign was designed and built by Rumors Studio. Sometimes we have to send them a frantic email because they understand WordPress more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty occasional, thankfully.
At this point in your life, you're thick into high school, you're in total immersion in Rookie Mag and in your yearbook and in the various things you do to promote it and in managing your staff. Where do you want the whole rookie community to be going as you evolve as a person, going through school, going into college, etc.? Can you look down the road and see where you want this to be headed, even though it may not go there, mm-hmm. but just sort of like a nominal idea where it might be going?
It's not that from now on I'd like to be less involved. I think it's just a matter of figuring out where to put my energy, and now that we have more people on our team, figuring out, it can't all be my point of view. It isn't all my point of view. I want to continue to work on Rookie for years. I can't say where it'll be when I'm in college or whatever, but I think I'll always be involved, and I think it will become stronger as it becomes more about the community and less about, you know, my personal preferences, and more about our staff.
Are you training rising stars to be, you know, big names in the new media, or are you going to sort of let that happen organically?
Well, I really like seeing when people on our staff, our contributors, get a writing job at a consistent writing job somewhere else or whatever, and Rookie helped, or like we've had a couple writers say that they went in for a job interview and the person freaked out because they write for Rookie, and like I am so happy that helps anyone, but I don't know that I'm training anyone.
How important is it to have a website have a commercial presence with advertising, mm-hmm. banner ads, links, contests, all this stuff mm-hmm. that is essentially polluting the user interface experience?
In our case, we're a very small team. I don't make any money from Rookie, and it's kind of the opposite. You know, we pay our writers and photographers and illustrators, and a surprising amount of publications don't, but I still don't think we pay them enough. I want us to make money. It is a business. It's a labor of love, but it should be making more money. In that case, you know, we've rejected advertisers that we think contradict our message. But we've also been strategic about that and figured that our ads are how we run our site. Our readers generally understand that. I mean, there have been something, like, we have these photo galleries, and our photographers are very talented and are very good at creating these stories in their photos. And, you know, one thing that was suggested to get more page hits for the ads was to make the whole page refresh every time you go to the next photo in a gallery. I mean, we would probably have more money if we did that, but I think that is the most unpleasant way to look at a set of beautiful photos. I mean, that's the kind of thing we'll say no to. I'm not opposed to sponsored content as long as the content is actually provided by us, which it always is, generated by us. You know, I'm okay with having a little logo for a movie or a TV show there and then a sentence at the end to explain. And I think people know also that it's like, me working from my bedroom and then our other editors, you know, working from their apartments, and it's not like we're a powerful corporation and we get to be too picky, but we do try to be smart, and, you know, we have very smart readers. We could never fool them, and we wouldn't want to.
So speaking to someone who's never heard of you, who's never heard of Rookie Mag, who doesn't have any idea what we're talking about, can you just tell people briefly some of the things that we talked about before we started recording about the importance of quality and the importance of good content and integrity?
When I just wrote my blog before I started Rookie, and it was just about the things that I liked and movies and fashion and what I enjoyed, it was really easy to feel like I didn't need to listen to criticism because it was just about my personal taste. It was just kind of a diary, and I enjoyed being a sort of hermit in that way. Rookie is for its readers, so I pay attention to what's said about it. I think it's easy to get into this mindset of being very strategic about what press we do and how we're represented outside our little bubble, outside of the people who already know about us. But at the end of the day, I try to mostly put my energy into just making us good and making sure the content is good, because that's the most important. I mean, one thing that I've enjoyed is that my blog before, I think, had a lot of readers who, like me, were interested in fashion, but it was difficult to, you know, fashion and feminism aren't typically paired together. And Rookie isn't a fashion magazine, but it treats fashion as just a creative outlet, and it is a feminist publication. And I think that's an important place to put my energy, not so much like being super strategic about how I present myself in an interview for like a more mainstream news outlet, because you pick your battles. Do I want to put all my energy into figuring out how to act in an interview? No, not really. I guess I'm sort of, sometimes to an annoying point, hyper aware of the way anything marketed towards teens is presented. And so when it comes to like an interview, I do, especially for a mainstream outlet where the audience is probably not comprised of people who already read Rookie, I can drive myself crazy thinking about like how to seem more like a normal teenager, more like, because I don't want to present it like this is a website for freaks, because it's not. It's just honest writing for teenagers. At the end of the day, like, that's not, you can't think about it that much, and you don't want to be fake, and you don't want to be insincere, and then all you can really do is be yourself in something like an interview. You know, when it comes down to it, what makes Rookie strong in its content is that the writing is so good, and people relate to it because it's honest. And I think that in the way I present myself, since I do kind of represent Rookie, I just try to be sincere, and hopefully that comes across.
It does come across. And we congratulate you very much on your first anniversary on the yearbook. And we will have links to your website.
Great.
And also to your beautiful book, which I have in front of me. And so people can learn about it if they've never heard about it. Just anything you want to say to your readers and listeners, either the ones who already know you or the ones who never met you before now, this is your big chance. Tavi Gunnison.
Oh, no. thank you for listening.
Okay. Well, congratulations, and we hope to see you a year from now. Find out what's going on in your life, technological, creative, and other.
Thank you.